Hey everyone, welcome to this episode. This is the podcast based on the fundamentals of success for the 21st century. My name is Jordan Lane Miller and I'm excited to be here with you, sharing my experiences, insights, successes, and struggles with these eight fundamentals. Let me give them to you real quick. Number one is emotional intelligence or EQ. Number two is communication. Number three is self-management. Number four is health. And five is finances. Six is leadership, seven is entrepreneurship, and eight is goal setting. And on this episode, I want to share a little bit about my experiences and struggles and insights with entrepreneurship, or more specifically, the entrepreneurial mindset. And I think that is actually what the fundamental is, more so than entrepreneurship. But what I believe one part of the entrepreneur mindset is solving problems. And the way to solve problems is to ask the question, how can I, when something comes up, when an issue arises, or when an issue arises. And most of the time people say, I can't. I think true entrepreneurs immediately go to, how can I? And that, to me, is such a powerful, it basically creates an unlimited amount of opportunity for anybody who's willing to take their mind and take their journey in that direction. And so in my own experience recently, the thing about what I've been doing is building a house. Now I have 15 years, whatever it's been, of building, doing construction, acting as a general contractor, and doing a lot of the work. However, I've always had subcontractors do the majority of the things. Now, I have experience a little bit in kind of most areas, but there's certainly, I wouldn't call myself an expert. I don't have a specific plumbing license, electrical license, or electrician's license, you know, all these things. But being this is my own house, I'm allowed to do them in our jurisdiction. And so I took on this challenge. Now, it was about a year ago. Yeah, just over a year ago that my wife and I were able to find this vacant lot and purchase it and then start designing the house. And so I did all that, and things were great. I wanted to, this was a big goal of mine from many years ago, designing and building my own house. So things were falling into place. Well, I put myself out there to say that I was going to build the house, and I was going to do all the work, or majority of the work. I certainly have help from people. I don't want to take anything away from people who deserve the credit, some of the credit. But I kept saying, and anybody that was asking, what are you going to do this? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Now, as I said, I have a little bit of experience, and I've certainly watched enough people, enough of my subcontractors to know, or to not know, but to see how they did things, pick up little cues. I've always asked questions, how do you do this? Why do you do it this way? So I have, you know, I wasn't going into it completely unknowledgeable. However, I didn't know how to do the majority of those things. And this is where the entrepreneur mindset comes into play. No, I'm not using this necessarily to start a business, although I think something's going to come of it based on some other things I'm doing with this project. But it's the mindset, it's the attitude, it's the approach. How can I? And so I've been, we broke ground in the middle of December. I've had quite a few delays based on weather, a lot of delays based on my decisions to do differently than I had originally planned and whatnot. But this entire time, I've had this feeling of anxiousness. I wouldn't necessarily call it fear in the traditional sense. It's just more of this anticipation, more of this excitement or anxiousness of, can I do this? Will I be able to pull it off? I've been outspoken about being able to do it. I've assured plenty of people that I can, even when I didn't know exactly how to do it. But I took the approach of, it's figure outable. I don't think that's actually a word, but I like the phrase, it's figure outable. We can figure it out. And that's why I think that entrepreneurship or the entrepreneur mindset is one of the 8 key success fundamentals for the 21st century. Regardless of whether you're an employee, an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter. Young, old, when you have that mindset, all of life opens up to you. And so I have taken this opportunity, this little project I have going on to work on mastering that skill, because I've been challenged mentally and physically many, many times in this project based on things that I thought I could do and didn't know how to. And so I've had many, many hours of thinking, of studying, of asking questions, of doing all I can to figure out how I'm going to do this. And so that's, to me, what it's built inside is a tremendous amount of courage and confidence. Because if I can pull this off, or I should say, when I pull this off, that's a major, major accomplishment for me. So for some people, super easy. They've done it before, no big deal. But think about in your own life, what is something that, regardless of it, whether it's easy or hard for somebody else, what is something that's difficult, scary, challenging for you that you've decided not to face yet? And how can you take the approach of, one, asking the question, how can I? And two, having the mindset of, it's figure outable. And the reason it's figure outable, and what I've done, and is used the internet, used YouTube specifically, to increase my knowledge and learning an incredible amount, both learning what to do and learning definitely what not to do, because there's a lot of that on YouTube. And the good thing is that when you immerse yourself enough, you start to learn and recognize the videos that are the ones to use as heed as warnings versus the ones that you want to use as examples. And so I was thinking about this last couple weeks here, because I've been presented with the challenge of doing hardwood floors, doing waterproofing, in some very critical and very technical places, and just all these other things. And so again, I don't have the ability or the desire to just call somebody else and say, you figure it out. Can you do it? Come save me. Because that won't help me grow. And so I'm struggling through the process. But the cool thing is that while I'm not perfect at it, as I learn, as I use every experience as a learning experience, for the next time I do something, that confidence grows, that courage grows, that knowledge, that expertise, that mastery grows. And I want to encourage anybody listening right now, I want to encourage you to do that in your own life. Choose something that is going to make you stretch. Choose something that you've put off for a long time. Choose something that you know you should be doing, but you haven't yet. Only do it with the entrepreneurial mindset. Only do it with that. Because if you don't, I don't know if you'll be successful. And so I want to encourage you to remember those two steps. Number one, how can I? Number two, it's figure outable. And then go do it. Go tackle it. Share it on social media with the people that follow you. Because if you can do it yourself and they can see you through the struggle, see you go through the struggle, that'll encourage them to do the same thing. And that's how we build this community. And that's how we build the entrepreneurial mindset. And that's how we build up entrepreneurship. Because everybody can be an entrepreneur in their own way, in their own right. Some people just need to have that hand extended out, need to have that example demonstrated to them before they're going to do it. So be that for somebody. Be that for somebody. So I hope you gain some value from this. Let me know what your challenge is that you've accepted, that you're taking on. Share it in the comments or hit me up on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, Twitter, LinkedIn. My handle is at Jordan Lane Miller, JordanLaneMiller, or at J Lane Miller. You can certainly send me an email, Jordan at JordanLaneMiller.com. Check out some more stuff and resources that I have on JordanLaneMiller.com. And if you want to gain a little bit more insight, I would love for you to pick up a copy of my book. It's an awesome quick read that'll give you the crash course on these eight fundamentals. And it's also during graduation season. It's a great simple little gift for someone you know who's graduating, ready to enter into a new part of the journey, of their journey. And it's, you could read it in less than an hour. It's a handheld. Pick up your copy. The only way to get it is online through my website, and we'll deliver it right to your door. So hope you gain some value. Connect with me on Facebook or on social media. Would love to get this community growing even larger than it is. And until next time, make it a great day.